Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Morning Devotional. Today, we will be reading from Psalm 45. Let me read it for us. My heart overflows with a pleasing theme. I address my verses to the King. My tongue is like the pen of a ready scribe. You are the most handsome of the sons of men. Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword on your thigh, O Mighty One, in your splendor and majesty. In your majesty, ride out victoriously. For the cause of truth and meekness and righteousness, let your right hand teach you awesome deeds. Your arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, the peoples fall under you. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of your kingdom is a scepter of uprightness. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. Your robes are fragrant with myrrh and aloes and cassia. From ivory palaces, strange instruments make you glad. Daughters of kings are among your ladies of honor. At your right hand stands a queen in gold of Ophir. Hear, O daughter, and consider, and incline your ear. Forget your people and your father's house, and the king will desire your beauty, since he is your lord. Bow to him. The people of Tyre will seek your favor with gifts, the richest of the people. All glorious is the princess in her chamber, with robes interwoven with gold. In many colored robes she is led to the king, with her virgin companions following behind her. With joy and gladness they are led along, as they enter the palace of the king. In place of your fathers shall be your sons. You will make them princes in all earth. I will cause your name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore, nations will praise you forever and ever. I really like the opening of this psalm because I can see the excitement, eagerness, and joy from the psalmist for giving praise to the king. Verse 1 says, my heart overflows with a pleasing theme. I address my verses to the king. My tongue is like the pen of a ready scribe. I can't help but ask myself, when was the last time I had such a strong desire to praise God? Sometimes I praise God because at the church services I was asked to do. So I'm very encouraged by the heart of the psalmist, where his heart overflows with a pleasing theme. No one asked him to do it. Instead, he's so overwhelmed by the beauty of the king that he can't help doing it. My prayer for us today is to have a heart like the psalmist, praising God with overflowing, pleasing verses, and learn how to praise our king. Out of the praises the psalmist addressed, verse 3 to 5 stood out to me the most. Gird your sword on your thigh, O Mighty One, in your splendor and majesty. In your majesty, ride out victoriously for the cause of truth and meekness and righteousness. Let your right hand teach you awesome deeds. Your arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies. The peoples fall under you. These verses are so beautiful because it reminds me of how glorious Jesus was when he triumphed over the enemies. The sword he has with him is the truth that pierced through the heart of the king's enemies, which means that the enemies can never win over it. Ephesians 6:12 goes, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. The enemy here is not talking about any earthly king, but Satan. Recently, I found out there are some lies that have stuck in my mind for the past 4 years. So in this season, I've been trying to identify the lies and fight it constantly. It actually takes so much effort and commitment to turn against the lies and choose to believe the truth. But something I figure out why it's so hard for me from time to time to reject the lies is because I was trying to fight it with my own strength. The way I'm dealing with it is saying, I don't need Jesus. I can handle it on my own. I forgot it is Jesus who has forever destroyed the power of the enemy. He's the one I should call on every time. The image described by the psalmist here tells us how gloriously Jesus has defeated the enemy. In his splendor and majesty, with his sword on his thigh, he rode out victoriously for the cause of truth and righteousness. I think this image gives so much hope in relying on Jesus to fight the battle well. The victory we have through Jesus came with a price. Jesus conquered the enemy with his humility. He obeyed the Father's will by submitting himself to the cross. And just like how the psalmist is overflowing with a pleasing theme, when I think of Jesus' humility on the cross, my heart is ready to flow out endless praises to him. And today, let's take some time to think about our story with God. How has God worked in your life that makes you couldn't help but just pray, just give him praise? I hope that your experience with God will lead your heart to be grateful and thus be filled with so much praise. Let me pray for us. God, thank you for your word today. I pray that this morning our hearts will fill with pleasing verses for you. Jesus, I praise you for defeating the enemies with humility. Your glory is so magnificent that we couldn't overlook. I pray that we'll give you so much praise today. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.